90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Thursday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS. Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends give their opinion on sports. I'm Peter, your host, joined by my co-host, Andrew.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good today.
That's good. And we are now in the full swing of March, which means spring sports are starting back up. But more importantly, we have March Madness, probably the greatest time to be a sports fan, because March Madness, every year you think that the number one seeds are the best and that nobody can beat them. And every year, in and out, there always seems to be an upset. So we'll talk about that much later, but we still got to highlight our Trojan sports as they are starting up this week. Andrew, can you take a look at that?
Yes. So on Friday, we have tennis at home hosting Cambridge. Also on Friday, baseball and softball are home against Washington. And boys lacrosse is home against Stephen Decatur. And on Tuesday night, we had the Winter Athletic Sports Awards to celebrate all the winter sports athletes. So that was on Tuesday night at the auditorium.
Thank you, Andrew. And before we jump into some March Madness, we'll take a quick look at the NBA standings. Nothing much has changed. You still have your Cavaliers at 1, Celtics at 2, Knicks at 3, Bucks at 4, Pacers at 5. And as it gets deeper into the season, I don't see any of this changing much. Maybe your 9 and 10 seeds will flip, your 7 and 8 seeds will flip, but realistically, your top 6 is looking like that's solidified. And then in the West, we have Thunder at 1, Rockets at 2, Nuggets at 3, Lakers at 4, and Grizzlies to round out your top 5. And again, very similar. Your 6, 7, and 8 are all pretty close. Your 9 and 10 are close. But taking a look at the 10 seed in the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks, you see this a lot in MLB where a player will get hurt and then they'll send them through like the minor leagues and stuff to get back into the game, but we don't really see it in the NBA until star center Anthony Davis got sent to the Dallas Mavericks G League team. So he'll probably play a game or two there just to get back into shape, because I think that the Mavs are going to make like a late playoff push to keep in the play-in, or depending on how Anthony Davis is feeling, they might just sit him the whole game, like the rest, and tank. But with those new NBA policies, like putting stricter restrictions on how players must play and like how many, like they can't just sit them to try and stop tanking. I wonder how they'll be able to avoid that. But Andrew, like I said, it's probably our favorite time of the year. It is March Madness time. We probably had one of the more exciting games already in the 2-16 seeds on Tuesday, as Alabama State hit a game-winning layup after a Hail Mary throw. I know you were saying that you missed that part of it, but I know you probably got to see the clip. That just kind of shows what March is, isn't it?
Yeah, like anything can happen. Anybody can win. It doesn't matter. And even when you think an upset's going to happen, 9 times out of 10, you're wrong. And then an upset that you think's never going to happen usually happens. So everything's unexpected, and you never know what's going to come out of this tournament.
Yeah, and I want to take a look at the first round of the bracket, give our predictions, give a little talk on why we think what we think. I think this 8-9 line and the 4-13 lines are the ones that you should probably look closest to when making your bracket. They lock in one day. I think tomorrow's the last day.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you haven't made your bracket, make sure to make your bracket. If you get a perfect bracket, there's a lot of money on the line. Now, will you make a perfect bracket? Probably not, but a lot of money is on the line if you do. And starting it off in the South region with Alabama State buzzer beater, they now have to go play Auburn. I think this one is kind of clear. Auburn's winning probably by 40, and they're sitting Jahni Broome 30 minutes into the game.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I agree.
But the game that I'm looking forward to from this bracket, Louisville versus Creighton, two teams that have showed that they can play with the bigger teams. Louisville lost by 3 to Duke, but I still see Creighton winning this one. Louisville is a good team. Bye of Creighton. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I feel like Creighton's the better team. They have the size. They have one of the best centers in all of college basketball. So I feel like that's just going to overpower Louisville. And also, I feel like Creighton's faced a lot more harder competition being in the Big East. They have to go up against teams like St. John's, Marquette, Villanova, UConn, more physical teams, where Louisville and the ACC, there's like the Dukes and Carolinas and Clemsons. But after that, it's been a very bad year for the ACC, so not much competition for them.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the more upset-picked 5-12 matchups, UC San Diego versus Michigan. I would still have to say Michigan wins this one. They're two bigs. I don't see UC San Diego being able to stop those 2 7-footers, but I do think this will be one of the more exciting games because there is a chance that UC San Diego, being a dark horse like in this March Madness tournament, potential upset. How about you, Andrew?
I'm going to go for the upset here. I think Michigan is very, they like to turn the ball over a lot, and UC San Diego is very good at forcing turnovers, so I think that's going to create trouble for Michigan. And I think based off of the turnover battle we've seen, it's hurt Michigan a lot this year. I think that's how UC San Diego can get them.
Definitely. And the winners of the Ivy League, Yale versus Texas A&M. I haven't really watched Texas A&M. I feel like they're a more quiet team for being a 4 seed. They're one of the more quiet teams that you don't really hear of. You know, they're consistently higher in the AP polls, but they're not really making big splashes, especially they're in the SEC. So a lot of their games are tough matchups, but I would still have to take Texas A&M here. They've played physical matchups, having to play Alabama twice, having to play Auburn twice, having to play Florida twice. I don't see a way that Yale is able to stop that physicality. You, Andrew?
Yeah, I agree with the Texas A&M pick. I think Yale obviously upset Auburn a year ago, but I don't think they have enough talent this year to overpower a great Texas A&M team.
And then another play-in team winner, Ole Miss versus North Carolina. North Carolina arguably shouldn't have been even in contention for the play-in. A lot of people saying that it's because their AD is on the committee for the picking. I don't know how much that played a role, but I still see Ole Miss winning this. North Carolina did have a dominant win over San Diego State, which honestly not many people thought they were even going to make it out of that game. But I do have Ole Miss winning this one. Again, another SEC team playing an ACC team. ACC, like you said, not good this year. Not much competition, but I think Ole Miss here.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Ole Miss is the better team. They've faced a very tough SEC conference this year, and I just think they're going to be too much for this North Carolina team.
And then the next two, I think will be pretty quick. Iowa State versus Lipscomb. I have Iowa State winning this one. How about you?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be an upset. I say that now, and then watch, there'll be like an upset or something.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're also projected 14.5 point favorites. So we'll see how that goes. And another high point favorite team, Michigan State against Bryant, 18.5 points. Again, Michigan State will win this one. I don't see Doug Etter able to make another miraculous March Madness push, but you'd agree with that one, Andrew?
Yeah, I think Michigan State's been battle-tested and they're ready for March.
And then the last matchup of this South region, Marquette versus New Mexico. I think a lot of people have picked New Mexico in this one, and I would agree with them. I see New Mexico beating Marquette. Marquette kind of had a little fall off towards the back end of the season, picking it up later into the Big East tournament, but still not showing too much potential. I have New Mexico. How about you?
Yeah, I think Marquette's kind of on a downward slope. They've started losing a lot recently, and I think New Mexico is a very good team, and I think they have enough to upset this Marquette team.
And then to round up our show, we'll look at the East Conference, and then next week we'll probably give you some recaps on the other two conferences or the other two sections of the bracket. But we have the East, Duke versus the 16 seed play-in. Duke, my favorite team. I see them winning the whole tournament, so I don't think this will be a game that stops them. I have Duke easily. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I just think everyone's going to be the 16 this year. I don't think we're going to see an upset, so I agree with Duke.
And then another really exciting game. I was actually scared for Duke because they were projected to either have to play UConn or Georgia in the second round, but we got lucky. We have to either play Mississippi State or Baylor, both teams who have been okay in their conference, playing in better, like Mississippi State playing in a better conference, so they're going to have a tough schedule. But I think I have Baylor in this one. They have a little more experience in March with Jeremy Roach. He's not been playing great this year, but I would have to say Baylor. What about you, Andrew?
I'm going to go with Mississippi State here. I just feel like all these SEC teams have been battle-tested throughout the year, and I just think they're a little better than Baylor, and I think they have what it takes to move on against Duke.
Yeah, I could agree with that. But both of these teams, very good. I would definitely see this game coming down within 5 points. But Oregon versus Liberty. Now, Oregon being a 5 seed is kind of surprising to me. They didn't do great in the Big Ten this year, so them being this high, I was actually surprised by. But I do still see Oregon being able to beat Liberty. The Big Ten, one of the better conferences, having a lot of teams in March this year. I would have Oregon in this one, but I wouldn't be surprised if this would be an upset.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Oregon, but like you said, I wouldn't be surprised if we see an upset here. I think a lot of people have been picking Liberty to upset, so we'll have to see, but I'm going to go with Oregon in this one.
And then after that, we have Arizona versus Akron. And similar to Texas A&M, you don't hear much about Arizona, but they do still have Caleb Love, who's been terrorizing a lot of teams in March. So I would have to say Arizona in this one. Akron, very, very inexperienced in March. But this is another team that people see upsetting. You know, Akron, one of the more scrappier teams. They just won their conference tournament, so they're hungry for more. But I think Arizona wins this one. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I have to agree with Arizona.
And then the most picked upset in March Madness, BYU versus VCU. I have VCU winning this. A-10 champions, consistently very well, played very well. Very scrappy team, forces turnovers. I see VCU beating BYU here. I think it'll be a close game, but I think VCU wins. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm going with the upset here as well. I think VCU is a very talented team, and I think they have what it takes to upset this BYU team.
And then as we get lower into the bracket, we have Wisconsin versus Montana. I don't think this is an argument either. Wisconsin wins this one easily.
Yeah, Wisconsin's going to blow through Montana and win this one very easily.
And then Alabama versus Robert Morris. Again, another game that will be a blowout. Alabama's probably going to win by 30. I'd have to have Alabama here. You?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see an upset, so I'll take Alabama as well.
And then the final game, St. Mary's versus Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt having a lot of upsets this year, similar to their football team. It seems like they're able to get upsets, and then they kind of lose the easier games. But I think in the spirit of March, I think Vanderbilt could do it. They do play St. Mary's, who is a very good team, has made it far in March. But for the sake of March being March, I would have to go with Vanderbilt. You, Andrew?
Yeah, I think Vanderbilt's got enough talent to upset St. Mary's. I feel like being in the SEC, I know I've mentioned this a lot, they're very battle-tested. And St. Mary's, I mean, their only real competition in their conference is Gonzaga. So they have competition, but not as much as the SEC does.
Yeah, exactly. And right before we end our show, who's your champion prediction? Who do you have winning it?
I am debating between two teams, but For the game, I'll just give one. I think St. John's is going to win it all. I don't think a one seed's going to win it. I'm going to go with number two, St. John's.
Okay, I don't mind that pick, but that will round off our show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're new and want to listen to old episodes, you can go over to anywhere you find podcasts and look up FanCam, or go to FanCam_talkshow on Instagram to keep up with the news. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.